A mayoral task force looking into Baltimore's heroin crisis released a report yesterday calling for more treatment programs. A critic of that task force says the report is not what he expected. WYPR's Kenneth Burns has more.
Mike Gimble, Baltimore County's first drug czar, said the report was Task Force 101.
Whenever you have a government task force, you end up with the same results, which is at the end they always want to gather more data, create a public awareness program, set up a hotline, have collaboration, but have no actual hands-on service. And they did exactly that.
Gimble, who called the task force a waste of time when Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake announced it in October, said the report is a blueprint for failure. The recovering heroin addict said the recommendations have been tried and failed, and that members of the task force did not understand the mindset of an addict.
What makes them tick? What motivates them? You know, why are they using what they didn't understand, you know, what motivates or what happens with an addict.
Rawlings-Blake addressed Gimble and other critics at a news conference in West Baltimore, where one of the initiatives, the public awareness campaign, was launched on a billboard at North Fulton and Francis.
No one could cite a time when all of the stakeholders came together in one accord to work to have collective impact to do something different about heroin abuse.
The mayor recalled seeing the impact of heroin addiction during her 10 years as a public defender.
I got to see how it impacted families, how young children would come to court because that was when they knew that they could see their mother because she had a court date.
The mayor said she is confident that the recommendations will help more people get treated. The public awareness campaign centers on the website don'tdie.org, which has information on naloxone, a drug used to treat heroin overdoses. City Health Commissioner Lena Nguyen says she wants to make naloxone easily available.
I have given it to literally hundreds of patients and watched as someone who has stopped breathing walk and talk again within seconds. So we have to get naloxone into the hands of each and every person who can save a life.
But Gimble argued that naloxone, also known as Narcan, should only be handled by first responders. He said a paramedic who administers the drug can also take an addict to a hospital to be checked and treated for other diseases. That's something he says won't happen if the general public is administering the drug.
By giving Narcan to family members and addicts, and they bring that person back to life, you think they're going to run to a hospital? Absolutely not. They're going to start using again because that's what they do because they're alive.
Gimble said the recommendations failed to mention some treatments.
There was nothing in this report about residential long-term treatment, which is the only treatment we know that really, really works.
Nguyen said the treatment the report talks about is long-term and is administered based on what the patient needs and how willing the patient is to follow the treatment plan.
This is the same thing for any other condition, too. If somebody comes in with a headache, sometimes that could be treated outpatient. Sometimes this person, depending on how bad their headache is and what's causing it, sometimes they have to be inpatient.
Rawlings-Blake says she will put the recommendations into action and not let them sit on a shelf. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.